Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only...
Julianne Brienza. I'm the CEO and founder of Capital Fringe.
And the festival will be running July 7th through July 31st, so get your tickets now. Thanks so much for joining us, Julianne.
Thanks for having me here. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Now, let's just start overall, and then we'll work our way in. How many years have you guys been going here?
This is going to be our 11th Fringe Festival in July. Yep.
Give me a sense of how much it's grown. Have you been there since the beginning? Or when?
I have, yeah.
Oh, okay. So what was it like in its infancy? Was it a lot smaller than it is now?
Back then, our first year, we did about 96 productions over 11 days.
It's still pretty big for a first year.
Yeah, it was intense. We had fewer people working on it at that point. I think that point, the staff was about 15, right. 20 people. Now the staff during the Fringe Festival is up to about 70 people, and we are in 20 venues doing 120 productions.
Wow.
So it hasn't grown a lot, but it's probably better managed.
Right. Well, so you pretty much hit the ground running. You started with a lot of events, and you still have a little bit more events, but it's roughly the same. But the inner workings and the staff managing all of that is a little more fine-tuned. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. What's just generally, there's a lot of film festivals around town, music festivals, yada, yada. What's sort of the goal of Fringe that sort of differentiates itself?
I think risk. A lot of what we do is provide a platform that's an earning opportunity for independent theater, visual artists in DC, and a lot of that means that we don't do a lot of judging as a staff. So a lot of it is people throwing spaghetti up against a wall and just seeing what sticks. And so sometimes the shows can be amazing, like finding a needle in a haystack, like, oh, this is amazing. And sometimes they can be a little rough, but it's definitely, risk and exploration are really what we try to lead with.
I love that you encourage that, because it's maybe you'll get some more risk takers that are going to push some envelopes that if it's something totally safe, they might not, discover something great out there.
Well, and DC is a bit buttoned up, and
Certain parts of DC.
Especially certain parts of DC. So, to be going into our 11th year in a city such as we have with a festival like this is kind of amazing.
Now, the answer is pretty obvious between you and me, but break down, why is it the Fringe Festival? Explain why it's the Fringes.
So the Fringe was originated in Edinburgh, Scotland in 1947 when the locals were not allowed to participate in the big international festival that was happening. Yeah. And so they did performances wherever they could.
Why weren't they allowed?
Because they were locals and it was an international festival.
Okay.
And so they did shows where they could in alleyways, churches, and a journalist named Robert Kemp wrote in a newspaper that the international festival was getting fringed. And that group of artists took that word and created the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, which is the largest and probably longest running arts festival in the world. And that philosophy and mentality has spread all over the world. And there are, 300 to 400 fringe festivals, all sort of operating under the same philosophy. It's not like McDonald's where it's a franchise and you buy your little pack and then you do it, according to corporate, regulations. Really under the mentality that artists retain their earnings. They have choice over what they do, and that local performers, artists are important to a specific community.
Gotcha. Explain sort of just piggybacking off of that. So you said there's different fringe festivals a lot. So explain sort of how DC's is unique to maybe some other cities. You mentioned that it's buttoned up in some places, but what about the DC arts scene?
I think the DC art scene is, in speaking specifically about the Fringe Festival, we have supported the independent, mid-level, amateur theater producers, individual theater artists in a pretty impactful way over the last 10 years, where a lot of the people have formed companies and are continuing to produce. So I don't know if it's that's super unique, but I think the uprising that has happened with the infusion of the festival into the DC theater performing arts community has been in fact impactful. But what we at Capital Fringe feel very charged with is furthering that impact, because the community has a long way to go and to grow until it's really recognized with certain distinction with city officials and.
Yeah, why do you say that? Going more into that, why do you think there's room to grow?
Well, I think the city itself has done a lot with the tech industry and as they categorize the creative economy, which sort of boils down to culinary sort of startup businesses. But there's a real impact the theater industry has on our community.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping with Capital Fringe that we continue to sort of highlight that and really, you know, drill down into tickets issued throughout the city for theater, actual jobs that are created by theater productions. Because even if you just like take away the festival and you look at the whole industry in our city, I mean, we have some amazing regional theaters that have a very high profile nationally and internationally. And the city should be combining that in a real way with how we talk about the creative economy.
Awesome. I love it. What sort of venues are we rocking this year? It's usually H Street but beyond, right? So what else?
We're very excited to be going back downtown. We were downtown for, 9 years. Mm. So we're back down there. We're going to be at the National Museum for Women in the Arts.
Oh, awesome.
Six and I Synagogue, Flashpoint, Martin Luther King Library, Chaos on F, and then in H Street and Trinidad, we're at the Atlas Performing Arts Center, Argonaut, the Logan Fringe Art Space, which is our permanent home that operates year-round.
That's sort of your headquarters?
That's our headquarters. I think I'm forgetting a venue, but Gallaudet University, which is, you're probably familiar with Gallaudet University, but we have two stages there, and all of the performances are either captioned or ASL interpreted.
Oh, great.
So this is the first year that I think we have about 24 productions that are really accessible to those with hearing issues.
So, what are some of those? We can go into all the other ones.
What are the shows?
I
can't list those off. There's so many shows in the festival. But two venues there are ELSTAD and the Eastman and Gallaudet University. And you can easily search that stuff on our website at capitalfringe.org.
Awesome. And we'll have all the links and ticket info on our website and everything too. We'll throw all that up there so they can find it pretty easily. Okay, cool. Let's go into some of the events. What are some of the highlights? I know they're all great, but
this year we're really having a summer season.
Okay.
So we're kicking off our summer season on June 23rd with Re-Education, Go-Go, and Jazz Meet the Orchestra.
Ah. This is before the Fringe per se.
Yep. So it's our summer season. So that is done by Great Noise Ensemble and the Go-Go Symphony, and it's supported by DC Park and Recreations, and it's an outdoor concert at 9 a.m. on the corner of 9th and Rhode Island Avenue.
Man.
And then we're launching our first ever Capital Fringe Music Festival, which is June 25th and 26th.
Nice.
It's two full days from noon until 10:30 p.m. at Old City Farm and Guild, which is at 925 Rhode Island Avenue. Each day we've got like a lot of local and traveling bands performing for free.
Man. What sort of genres?
It's sort of a little world music, independent music, really runs the full gamut.
Awesome.
Our chief music curator, Jim Thompson, who has much more experience in music booking than I do, and has a real long history here in D.C., he curated the entire music for the bands for the music festival.
All right.
And then we have on Friday, June 24th, we have our Fringe Festival preview, which is also free, and we do 20 artists doing 4-minute snippets of their shows. And it starts at 7:30, usually goes to about 10:30 or 11.
Cool.
It's kind of a longer event, but that's a really fun way to get like appetizers, to what the festival is going to be. And then we really kick off the festival July 7th, and it runs until the 24th. And then we do our extension goes from the 27th to the 31st.
Nice.
And throughout the festival, we try to create a lot of opportunities for people because not everybody goes to theater. Like, let's be honest, like it isn't, not a lot of people go. While the audience may be great, sometimes it can feel a little like it's a special club.
Right.
But what we try to do during the Fringe Festival is really introduce people to the magic of the performing arts and the ease in which you can attend them.
Right.
So we're Thursday through Sunday at the Logan Fringe Art Space, which is at 1358 Florida Avenue Northeast. We have free live music in the courtyard. Basically, Thursday and Friday, it's 5:30 till about 10:30. And then on the weekends, it's noon to 10:30. And it's bands, it's DJs. And then we also have two performance spaces there that are going to be doing performances.
Awesome.
So we just kind of, you know, try to keep it open. And at the Logan Fringe Art Space, we also have a bar, indoors and outdoors. Variety of cocktails.
A lot of listeners' ears just perked up.
And we also have, you know, food trucks come and park in our alley, and we have food truck, you know, food. We have a partnership with the DMV Food Truck Association, and they book all of the trucks for us. We also have some really delicious vegan food this year,
cool.
Which not many people hear that and say, yeah, vegan food's delicious, but I will attest to you that it actually is really delicious. It's DC Vegan Catering. It's actually done by a former Fringe artist that started their own company. It's really delicious. But we have all sorts of cocktails. We have 12 taps of beer and Prosecco on tap. And we even have, which I think is the best thing, bottled coffee from La Colombe.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, it's
bottled
really good.
Bottled coffee.
Yeah.
I could use some right now.
So we really just encourage people to come hang out, check out the festival, whether you want to pay to see a show or you just want to hang out in the courtyard or just people watch. Tickets are $17. You do need to have a Fringe button to attend the festival. The button is $5 up until midnight on July 6th. After that time, it's $7. We highly encourage people to use our multi-show passes. They range from a 4-pack to a 50-pack. And if you use the passes, it actually really brings the individual ticket price down.
Right.
It also enables you to hang out with your friends. Or you could meet a stranger on the street and say, would you like to go to a Fringe show with me?
Nice.
It's pretty easy to attend, I think.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Yeah. Do you mind going through, how much time do you got? Do you mind going through a few of the individual events?
Shows?
Yeah.
I can talk about genres.
Yeah, like sort of how it hits different. Yeah. So dance, yeah, that kind of
thing. So a lot of the shows in the festival are world premieres, and that really means they're original work done by an individual that may be living very near you. And a lot of the genres this year really range from historical dramas, somewhat interesting. We do have a lot of dance in the festival this year. The majority of the dance shows are either at Elstad at Gallaudet University or at the Lang Theater at the Atlas Performing Arts Center. Additionally, we do have a lot of, this year we have a lot of sort of Black Lives Matter shows, like with that theme in it as well. We are bringing back Power Stokely Carmichael. It's done by Michonne. He actually is a DC police officer, and he does the show. It's really amazing. It actually was in the festival last year. It was sold out almost every night. And then some people would show up late and get really mad. It was very, very tense. But the show itself is pretty amazing. He just went and did the Hollywood Fringe Festival, and he's coming back. For that. We have a lot of musical theater this year. We have 27 productions overall in the festival that are musical theater. The last time we had this sort of showing of musical theater was in 2013, and that was a great festival.
Yeah.
I think when we have, so I've been doing the festival, this is gonna be my 11th year, so the different ebbs and flows of what people choose to produce, I feel somewhat attuned to.
Right.
And I feel really positive that there's this much musical theater. I think it means people are hopefully feeling happy.
Yeah, right.
You know, like it is. Right. Last year we had a lot of sort of more serious work that was being produced, which is all well and good, but it's a summer theater festival.
Yeah.
You know, so fun is really a lot what audience members are really looking for.
Right.
Most of the shows are about 70 minutes in length, so people like to bounce around to different shows. So I'm sort of excited. We actually have a...
Could you name a couple of them?
Name a couple of the musicals?
The musical theater, yeah.
I can try. Let me see. We actually have a good showing of bluegrass this year, which is sort of interesting. Some of the musical theaters are Rain Follows the Plow. Trying to see if Bryce, the Hydrogen Blonde, Dark Times at Grimsville High, Do Not Disturb, The Golden Smile, The Apocalypse of Darkness. That doesn't sound like a good time.
That
I mean, I'm sure it's a wonderful show, but it doesn't sound upbeat.
Right.
sounds like a very dark, musical. Supernova. Where's the rap? There's a show that's about a rabbit. How to Give Birth to a Rabbit. It's actually a true story of this woman. I think it was in the 1800s that would pretend, like for real pretend, like actually put rabbits up inside of herself and pretend she was giving birth. And this
Are you serious? This is like
a documented thing. And these people have decided to do a musical theater piece about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my head.
Yeah, I mean, I've been following a lot of...
Oh my God.
I mean... A really great way to kind of learn about the shows is to follow our hashtag, CatFringe16, and you can follow it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, whatever. You can really see a lot of these shows come to life, and it's really oftentimes quite hilarious to see the fumbles and to see the success stories as they're putting their shows together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew about the rabbit?
I know, right? Like, that's a real story. Like, you can look it up on Google. Like, look it up. It's on Wikipedia. Her name is Mary Toft.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a real story.
Wow. But, I mean, just expanding that out, that's the kind of off-the-wall stuff that you might not otherwise find out about.
Yeah, I mean, it is one thing that is sort of, I wouldn't say it's challenging. It just means that you as a person really need to engage. Fringe is about sort of being in the moment. Like if you're coming to see a show, the majority of our tickets, which in a given festival we sell about 40,000, so there's other like-minded souls there waiting to meet you. but a lot of the magic of the festival is that tickets are really sold and shows sell out due to word of mouth.
Okay.
And that word of mouth really happens between artists and audiences really talking to each other. At the Logan Fringe Art Space, we have an outdoor courtyard. We have an indoor bar. People really hang out there and talk about the shows. And you can see a performer. You know, it's very open access. And ask them about their show. They're usually handing out their postcards and stuff like that. So it is definitely something that you do need to engage with. And if you look at our marketing campaign for this year's festival, everything is, hi, how are you? Or hi, I'm Fringe. So it's really about trying to communicate that theater and performing arts and live performance, like the special thing about them is that all humans are in a room together or outside together, and that it's something that you have to be there in person to actually experience what it feels like.
Right.
You're not going to get it watching it on YouTube on your phone.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Well, so much of society is fragmented in that way, and we're sort of isolates so many people, and so that's what's great about stuff like this. We actually go experience something. Wow. How antiquated an idea. Let's actually go somewhere and enjoy a show.
It's pretty old school.
Yeah. Well, it should be new school too. Thanks for keeping it around. Is there like a big kickoff event on the 7th?
Yeah. You know, we just have a big party.
Okay.
It's really that simple.
Good.
We do the shows. All the shows start that day in all the venues. And then at night we just have a party at the Logan Fringe Art Space.
Yeah.
It's opening, sort of like opening night party.
Nice. Is there a closing night party?
Sure is.
Closing bash?
And awards ceremony.
So
there is a best of audience awards that get voted on. Our sponsor is Theater Mania, and hopefully soon I'll have that link. It goes live on July 7th.
Cool.
So on July 24th, the awards ceremony is at 8 o'clock. It only lasts for about a half an hour.
So there's no judges on that. It's all audience awards?
It's all audience awards. This year we are giving out 2 awards to people who have really served the independent art scene. They're called the Community Connector and the Medal of Epicness.
Wow.
So
imagine being able to walk around town wearing the Medal of Epicness.
It is wearable. It is wearable, yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
That'll be a fun night. And then after that, you know, we constitute a party being... Some bands are playing, and it's a jovial time. We really just like people to get together and have a good time. we try to refrain a little bit from all the proselytizing about our nonprofit organization.
Right.
We feel like the way that we know it's working and that it's being supported is that people are having a good time mm-hmm. going to live performance and socializing with one another in our spaces.
What is the nonprofit?
Capital Fringe.
There you go. And what's the link to that?
CapitalFringe.org.
There you go. I'll proselytize it for you. Okay, and then so that after the big final award ceremony, I think you mentioned something earlier. We do have an extension.
Yeah, we have an extension that goes of popular festival shows, and those are not announced, you know, until the festival's going on and we can see what's selling well.
You got to see what's working,
And then that's announced on July 24th at the award ceremony. It's all live on our website at that time to purchase the tickets. But it's also important to note that the Logan Fringe Art Space is a year-round venue, and all of our shows that are happening from August to December are actually live on our website right now.
Oh, cool.
And they range from, we're doing a 10-minute short film festival in October. So Fringe is something that is not just in July anymore.
Once a month. Yeah, or once a year,
It's really year-round, which is exciting. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. So do you, I mean, in a way, do you sort of view the festival as, you know, it's... Maybe if someone's never come out to something like this or they haven't very often, they can come, see what it's like, and then hopefully they'll stick around for the year.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, I think we're redefining what the festival is at this present moment. So it's very alive. So, you know, feel free to talk to us about it. This year, I'm really trying to have the festival be an introduction. I want to introduce Fringe. Again.
Hi, I'm Fringe.
It's very clear. So that people are getting that. Because last year was our first year in our new space. And it was okay. It wasn't the best festival ever. But, you know, whatever. First time doing it in a neighborhood that I don't know if a lot of people would plan festivals that have as many audience members as we have, you know, to in the Northeast.
Where was it? Was it 8th Street last year?
It was in 8th Street Northeast, Trinidad, and Brookland.
Right. So now you're keeping that, but also going back downtown.
Yeah. Okay. Going back downtown.
Gotcha.
So I hope that it serves as a introductory to a lot of folks, and I hope a lot of folks that have been attending the festival for years are really hit with the fact that it's year round, and you can keep coming, because we're open. All the time.
Awesome.
Ask our programming coordinator.
Yeah.
We're open all the time.
We're here. We're around. Hi, we're Fringe all year.
Yep.
All right, awesome. Anything we left out? Any final? What's the final? All right, so let's say someone's in their car listening to this or listening online, and they listen to the whole thing. And they say, this sounds pretty cool. What's the final sell to get them out there?
You will hear stories that you have probably never heard, and you'll see things on stage that are either familiar or completely new to you, all at a low ticket price with people sitting in the audience and on the stage that you can literally hang out with.
And a chance maybe to meet some like-minded souls.
A chance to meet some like-minded souls in our wonderful city of Washington, D.C.
It is a wonderful city. And then maybe those like-minded souls will, you know, you'll meet some friends and go to see some more stuff throughout the year because it is open.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate it.